But the last one we looked at, one of the starting points in the last series, The Overflowing Scourge, William Miller's Dream, we see that yes, there are some faithful souls still in that floor of William Miller's dream that William Miller can no longer see because they're covered up with rubbish and false jewels and false coins. But at the end, there's an issue where the false are swept out, and these coins, these true jewels, are suddenly no longer going to be hidden, and they're going to take their place and serve their purpose for the Lord at the end of the world. Well, Gideon is not so much focusing on that aspect of the story. The story of Gideon is laying out the battle. But the connecting link between Gideon and William Miller's information that we looked at is that those that Gideon is symbolizing are the same ones that were in William Miller's dream that William Miller couldn't recognize anymore, couldn't see anymore, because they were hidden. And in William Miller's dream, they were hidden by garbage. Gideon was hiding from the Midianites. But the theme of Zephaniah is perhaps the most clear. In the day of the Lord's sacrifice, just before that day, before the decree comes, which Sister White clearly identifies as the Sunday law, we need to gather together. And it doesn't mean that we need to come together physically. We need to gather together spiritually by meeting around the foot of the cross. We need to tear down the altar of Baal in our personal experience. We need to first, and Sister White emphasizes this very strongly when she speaks about the story of Gideon. Before Gideon would illustrate the loud cry message in his battle, he had to first tear down the altar of Baal in his own hometown, that his father erected. In other words, he had to tear down the altar of Baal spiritually for us in our own experience. The idols in my life, through the cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, have to be removed if I'm going to be hidden. And I need to be hidden. No matter what position I hold in God's church, from top to bottom or somewhere in between, as we approach the time period of the Sunday law, any time, but as we, more importantly, as we approach this, the only safe place to be at this time is to be hidden under the shadow of the Most High. And if we are doing that, if we've tore down those altars of Baal,